gentlemen, on a Friday, we play
fake news.
Friday morning fake news for you.
Fake news.
The fakest of news. The realest of concert tickets. Pair of passes to get you to the Outlaw Music Festival, Willie Nelson family and friends. That'll go down that July 4th weekend to kick it off Friday, July 3rd in Oyving at the Pavilion at Toyota Music Factory. It's going to be a great venue for this, too.
I know. You won't be able to go to Taylor's wedding, but yeah, it'll she'll understand. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And Willie's not registering for anything. You can just show up.
I know.
You need tickets, though, and we have those.
Mm-hmm.
If you can tell us of the next three news stories that you hear, which one of the three is not an actual, factual, true story? Two of them very real, one of them not. You tell us at 817-877-1921 which is the fake news story, and you are set for Willie Nelson. Are we ready with the news stories?
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, number one.
Number one.
Well, it's not the Fort Worth Food and Wine Festival happening this weekend, but let's be honest. Everyone loves a fast food run now and then, and the results are in for our dream drive-through meal. What does it entail? A double meat Whataburger, Arby's curly fries, and a dirty soda from Sonic. The average American spends $500 on fast food every single year.
Dirty soda. Oh, that's where they just put all the flavors in it, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can get it whatever you want.
We used to, in the 90s, call that a suicide.
Yeah.
Because we were radical.
Or the psycho special.
See, there you go.
When I worked
at Caro's.
That's
number one. Number two.
Number two.
Crazy things that you can do just to see what happens to your body. Well, Tim Freed of Wisconsin is not into fasting or hardcore exercise, but snake bites. He has a collection of these slivery things in his basement and has had them intentionally bite him over 200 times in the last 20 years. He's almost lost his legs and fingers, once wound up in a coma, but is happy to do his work for all mankind. By the way, he has no scientific background. He just cleans windows for a living.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is, we're doing great.
And then finally, story
number three.
The Masters has kicked off in Augusta, Georgia, and going viral for the bargain-friendly food. $3 sandwiches, $6 beer, and hopefully the Olympics will take a cue. Sports fans were thrilled when they heard tickets would be affordable to the 2028 games in Los Angeles, which quickly turned to horror when a single seat started at $329 and went to over $5,000. But that's not even including the 24% convenience fee.
Just as our early Olympians and dreamers of freedom in sport had in mind. Well, there you go. Your three news stories. Is it story number one? That would be the dream drive-through meal that includes a double Whataburger. Is this right?
Yeah.
Curly fries from where?
Arby's.
And
your
a dirty
favorite.
Soda from?
Sonic.
Story number one. Is it number two? Tim and his weird snake thing. Bitten over 200 times voluntarily in the past 20 years, and he cleans windows for
a living. Yeah, it's weird what people do to volunteer. It's strange.
Or is it three, the affordable L.A. Olympic Games.
So family friendly.
And their tickets that started over $300 and go up to $5,000. And don't forget that 24% ticket fee.
At least it's convenient.
America.
One of those is fake. You tell us. Ball's in your court. Who's first up here in Friday Morning Fake News?
My name is Matt Forrest, and I'm in Benbrook, Texas.
Matt in the Brook. Very nice. How are we on a Friday, brother?
Doing very good.
Good. You going to eat this weekend?
I'm actually planning on going to that Fort Worth and Food and Wine Festival.
Which day are you going?
Sunday.
See, yeah, that's the big brunch.
That's day number two.
Mimosas, baby.
Of the fast.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Will you text me and tell me how good the food is on Sunday?
Heck yeah.
All right.
Yeah, keep the lines of communication open.
Matt's there for me. Matt, and you're first up here on Friday Morning Fake News. What are you doing out there?
We're just working. I'm an electrician's helper.
We all need a helper.
All right.
And Matt's here for that.
Let's see if we can jumpstart your way to Willie Nelson right here. One, two, or three, which is the fake news story?
We're going to go with two.
Tim and his snakes that have bit him over 200 times in the last 20 years.
It's true.
Oh, Tim,
You know what's crazy is I didn't even hear what y'all were doing. I just got in the truck and turned it on and heard call.
It was just a blind guess.
Don't really listen anyway.
Yeah.
Were you saying
that
something?
Was a blind guess.
I blindly volunteer for things too, Tim.
Tim is a husband, I can tell. See, that's how they're made.
Well, have a heck of a weekend. Have fun out there at the Food and Wine Festival, brother.
All right, thank you.
Good morning. It's Hank FM. Who's this? Where are you?
George Buckaloo, Cleveland, Texas.
Well, hey, George. Hello. In the Clee. How are we?
Straight to the point.
Doing good.
What are we doing on a Friday? You eating?
Just getting off work.
Oh! Overnighter. And what do you do?
I make insulation.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Is that edible? Never mind.
No.
It's filling.
No.
Makes your insides scratchy. Oh, well.
Right.
But, George, you have shown up right after Matt picked number two. That was a true story. So, we're down to one or three. You're next up here. What's the fake news story?
I'm going to say one.
One.
Number one.
About the fast food dream drive-through meal.
It's fast and it's
that would
food.
Include a double Whataburger, curly fries from Arby's, and a dirty soda from Sonic.
Sounds so good, doesn't
it? It would be great.
I know.
Right around Sunday.
And he's right.
Oh, there it is.
Uh-huh.
George.
The actual dream meal is a Burger King burger or Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Okay.
McDonald's fries, because they're McDonald's fries. Okay. Yeah. And Dairy Queen milkshake. Also, we spend $1,200 per person in fast food every year.
Oh, after the 72-hour fast expires, I will happily spend that amount.
Yeah. I think you're supposed to ease back in.
Nope.
Just eat a broth.
No, it's going to be Golden Corral. You're on notice. George, you're going to Willie Nelson.
All right, man. Yeah.
And evidently not the Olympic Games. The tickets are that bad?
Yeah, they are that bad.
Yeah.
All right, I'll just have to take their word for it then. Just going to watch it on NBC.
It is the spirit of the games,
and
right?
And who wants to go to L.A. anyway? Going to Willie Nelson Outlaw Music Festival. That's Friday morning. Fake news.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you, guys.